Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Tazvav, and we will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. As the Gemara in the previous shiur had mentioned Ben Zoyma, the Gemara mentioned, was one of the four Tanoim that went into the Paradis, and the Gemara spoke about him. So the Gemara now mentions two shilas that were asked of Ben Zoyma. Sholas Ben Zoyma, Malas Sarusi Kalva. What is the halacha if one wants to neuter a dog? As Rashi and Tosfos both explain, the Torah tells us, Umos v'chosos v'nosos v'choros v'sekrivu l'Hashem. A chorus is an animal that's neutered, may not be brought for a carbon. Uba'atzechem loisasu. However, as Rashi and Tosfos go on to explain, a dog is very removed from being brought on a mizbeach. Because certainly a dog itself, an animal which is tamei, may not be brought on the mizbeach. But even a mechir kelev, if one were to exchange something for a dog, such an animal may also not be brought on the mizbeach. So therefore the Gemara considers, given that an animal is so far removed from being allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, this animal, this dog, is so far removed from being allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, perhaps the din of Uba'atzchem Loisasu, which is connected to the din of what may be brought in the Mizbeach, exempts the dog. Omelahem, so Ben Zayma responded, Uba'atzchem Loisasu, the Pasuk says, Ba'atzchem Loisasu, Kol Sheba'atzchem Loisasu, any animal may, in your land, may not be neutered, even a dog. And as the Rishonim explain, there are two categories of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs at tluyus baretz, mitzvahs that are land-related, and mitzvahs she'en in tluyus baretz, that are not connected to the land. This din is certainly not connected to a land, it's connected to an animal. Why does the Torah have to say, uva'atzechem loisasu? The Torah is coming to emphasize that any animal, even the animal that is so far removed from the mizbeach, this may not be done to it. However, the Sa'il's Tshuva Sridayesh discusses what experiments may or may not be done to animals, and again uses this Gemara as the Trumas Hadeshin does to emphasize how we have to be careful about Tsar Bayil Chayim, about not hurting any animals. However, he does point out that if it's for the purpose of human lives, Torah teaches us that animals were brought to this world to serve humans, and this will help human medical science research, then experiments may be done on animals. There's an interesting machloikis. Al Gemara says clearly that all animals may not be have serus done to them. What is the halacha on fish? Given that they're not on land, they're not ba'artzachem, what would be the din? The Malbim says that there is no iser serus by fish. However, the Shailus Yavit says that there is an iser of serus by fish also. Now the Gemara brings another question that was asked of Ben Zoyma. Shalos Ben Zoyma, they asked Ben Zoyma, Besula Shibra Malakain Gadol, a pregnant virgin, what is the status regarding being married to a Kain Gadol? As the Pasuk tells us, regarding a Kain Gadol, Ki im Besula mi amav yikach isha. A Kain Gadol may only marry a Besula. And there's a machlek Rishonim how to explain the question that our Gemara is asking. Rashi learns in the following way. Rashi says there's a woman who is expecting, but it claims that even though she's expecting, she's still a psula. And the Gemara's question is, can we believe her when she says she's a psula and therefore allow her to marry Kohen Gadol? Because as the Gemara will say, that since it's possible for her to become pregnant without having had relations, this Abra Biyambati, she went into a pool where a man was previously who had emitted Zera semen, and from that semen she became pregnant. Do we believe her or not? Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's shot, because Tosfos says the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Yud Gimel says that a woman who was pregnant and comes and says, tries to say what is the status of a child, that a child is a kosher, is not believed. So Tosfos says, why would we want to believe her in these circumstances? The Sefer Chidushim and Biurim says that this situation is not analogous to the situation of Masechta Ksubos. For in our Gemara, says the Chidushim and Biurim, what the woman is saying will ultimately be known, because she claims to be a psula, and if we allow her to marry the Kohen Gadol, he'll be able to indeed tell if she is a psula. And since it's a milsa David Lagluya, it's not something she's going to lie about. Whereas in the Gemara Masechta Ksubos, it's not necessarily milsa David Lagluya. That's why she's not believed. Therefore, Tosfos, however, has a different approach in explaining our Gemara. Tosfos says our Gemara is referring to a situation where a Kohen married a woman, and when he married her, he indeed saw that she was a psula. But then she's pregnant, and it's clear that she was pregnant before they got married. Do we, as the Gemara seems to say, consider that she was able to have relations without affecting her psulim, but she's still not allowed to be married to a Kohen if she had relations before her marriage? Or that is highly unlikely, as the Gemara will tell us in a moment, that a woman should have relations and her psulim should still be intact, and therefore it's a proof that she indeed was a psula. Shalos ben Zayma, so they asked ben Zayma, psula she'ibra malu kohen gadol, a psula that's pregnant, what's the status regarding the kohen gadol? Micha shinul de Shmuel, do we say that perhaps she had relations, as Shmuel taught us? Dama Shmuel, yochal ni livo kama be'ilis play dam. Shmuel said, I could have relations with a virgin without affecting the psulim. Adilma Shmuel Ashricha, having these kind of relations is very infrequent and uncommon, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. So we see that she's a psula. It must be because she indeed never had relations, even though she is pregnant. Amalu, so Ben Zoyman responded, the Shmuel Ashriach, having relations in such a fashion is uncommon. For Chashina Shemi Bati Ibra, we assume that she got pregnant in a bath, and she's still permissible to be married to Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, how could have she gotten pregnant that way? Any emission that does not shoot like an arrow can't make a child. And if it was an Ambati, obviously they didn't have normal relations, how did she become pregnant? Answers the Gemara, what Shmuel meant to say was that as long as it leaves the body in such a fashion, it doesn't have to enter the woman's body in such a fashion. As long as it left the man's body that way, it's considered that it can make the woman pregnant, and that's why that's not a consideration. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Rishuba Chananya. Rishuba Chananya was walking, Sha'oya Oymer al Gabi Mal Baharabayas, he was standing on a step on the Harabayas, V'ra Ben Zoyma V'la Omen Bufanov, and Ben Zoyma, who was there, did not stand up in honor of Rabbi Yeshua. Omloi Ma'ayin Ola'ayin Ben Zoyma. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Ben Zoyma, how are you acting this way that you don't show me the proper respect? As the Mefarshim explained, what Rabbi Yeshua is alluding to is what it says in Pirkei Avos, that a person should know me'ayin, from where he comes, mitipa serucha, and where is he going, lamakam kevarim of aseleya. We all start to tipa serucha, we end off in the grave. And how do you act in such an arrogant fashion? Amalai, so Ben Zoyma said to Rabbi Yeshua, tsaifa yisi me'mayim hal yon al-mayim tachtoinim. I was preoccupied, I was thinking about what is the difference between the upper waters and the lower waters. And that's why, since I was preoccupied, I did not pay attention and give you the proper respect. And Ben Zoyma says, there is no difference between this, the lower waters and the higher waters. Only the shear of three etzpos. Shenama, as the pasuk says, Ruach alakim rachefes apnei mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's breath was hovering over the water, just like a dove hovers over its young children in the nest, but doesn't touch them. Amlan Rabbi Shula Tamidav. So Rabbi Shula said to his Tamidim, Adayin Ben Zoyma B'chutz. Ben Zoyma, as we learned in the previous year was because he went up to the Pardes, as we learned, became confused. And Rabbi Yeshua was commenting, I see that this status remains with him. Michti, because he indicates the pasuk of Ruach Elokim Rechefes Opnei Amayim, Amos Hava, regarding what day of the Shesh Shmei Bereshis is it mentioned? The Yom Rishon, on the first day of the Shesh Shmei Bereshis. However, the Havdalah, the actual separation of the lower and upper waters, B'yom Sheni Hu Dehava, only occurred on the second day. So how could Ben Zayma bring a raya from what happened on the first day to what is the status and something that happened afterwards? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yimavd B'mayim L'mayim, the separation only took place on the second day. What was Ben Zayma's thinking? So Mefarshim explained that Ben Zayma realized that this pasuk was a pasuk that happened on the first day. However, what Ben Zayma thought is that the psukim aren't necessarily written in consecutive order, and therefore even something that happened on the second day could have been mentioned during the bria of the first day. So how much, asked the Gemara Kama, how much is the distance between the two waters? Amar of Achba Yaakov, Kamali Nima, a hair's breadth. V'rabbanan Amri, Kiguda de Gamla, like the planks on a bridge, when you're building a bridge and you put wooden planks next to each other, they're put right next to each other, that small space in between is the difference. Mazut v'tamer of Asi Amar, Ketrei Glim de Prisi Adodi, like two garments spread upon one the other, V'amri like Ketrei Kasi de Schifa Adodi, like two cups, one stuck inside the other. The Mefarshim explained, all of these are examples of things that are very close to each other, and they work in a certain order. One is closer than the other. The hair's breadth, there is a distance, albeit a very small distance. On the planks of the bridge, there is a small space. You can't put it exactly right next to each other. Garments, one go into the fold of the other, and a cup that's touching one the other is certainly even closer. So the Gemara, we learned in the previous year, referring to Elisha ben Avuya, who the Gemara calls Acher, as we will explain in today's shiur, was one of the four people who entered the orchard and was Kaitzitz ben Atiyos. Acher Kaitzitz ben Atiyos. That means he left the Derech Hashem. All of a cuss of Omer regarding Acher, the Pasuk says, Al titein es picho lachti es pesorecha. Be careful that your mouth not bring guilt on you. That means Acher said the wrong thing, he became an apikaris. Mayhi, exactly what happened? Says the Gemara, Chaz Matatrin, Al Acher, when he came to Shemayim, he saw the Malach Matatrin, the Siavle Rishus Lemesev Lemichtev Zechusa de Yisrael, who was given permission to sit, to write Zechusim, the merits of Klai Yisrael. Amar Gemira, so Acher said, we know the Lemala in Shemayim lo have a lo yeshiva, there is no sitting, lo tachos, no competition, lo erev, not the back of the head, as we learned earlier in the parak, all the malachim only have faces, they don't have a back of the head, lo ipoy, nobody gets tired. Shema, if I do see a malach sitting here in Shemayim, chas v'shalom shtei reshuyos hayin, does that indicate that there are chas v'shalom two gods? Afkula matatroin, so they caused at matatroin to be sent out of wherever he was, and they gave him 60 malchus because he was the one that caused Acher to make this mistake. Why did he get 60 malchus? So Mefarshim explained that in this world we know if somebody is chayv malchus, he gets 39 malchus. What is the number 39? Since a person becomes bar oinshim, becomes mechuy b'mitzvahs when he's 13 years old. 13 times 3, the number 3 representing chet ovayin pesha, is 39. But in Shemayim, the time from when they judge somebody is 20. 20 times 3 equals 60. That's why he got 60 malchus. Amalei. So they asked Metatron, "My tamalei ki chazita lekamta mekamei, why don't you get up?" And there's an interesting Shuvas Harambam. The Rambam was asked that from a community that indicated to him that a new Rav had come to this community, and he was trying to institute a minig that during Shacharis, after Baruch Hu, by the Birchas Kedushas Yotzeh, by the Birchas Yotzeh Ma'iris, everybody should stand. And the minig in the community from previously was not to stand, and they asked the Rambam, do they have to listen to this Rav? So the Rav asked why, the Rav was asked, why do you feel people have to stand during that part of davening? So he says, since we say during that time of the davening, Bafana v'chayis ha-kodesh, we mentioned that the malachim say kedusha, and our Gemara we just learned that malachim stand all of the time, so we should also have to stand. The Rambam answered that there's no reason to change the minig that was there previously, and the fact that he mentions that the malachim don't stand, we don't have to emulate the malachim. Malachim don't have to stand, we have to stand. And as the Mefarshim explained, what we're saying in the Kedusha is not that we're doing exactly what the Malachim are doing. We're saying that the Malachim say Kedusha, and we say Kedusha, but not that we're doing the exact same thing. And in fact, the Magen Avraham brings down from the Sefer HaKana that, on the contrary, one must sit during saying that Kedusha, although the Paiskim say that even though the minhag generally is to sit during that Kedusha, one may stand if he wants to. So Amrleit, so they asked Ach the Malach, my tam kichazite, why when you saw Achal I came to Kamei, did you not stand? Asyavle reshusa lemimchas chusad Achar. But after Metatrin got the Malchus and was told that perhaps he should have stood, he was given the Rishus to erase all of the Schusim of Acher. And as the Farshim say, when we speak about erasing the Schusim of Acher, it wasn't only his own Schusim that were erased, because as we will learn in the Gemara soon, Acher went letar b'sra, so he certainly lost the Schusim. But even the Schusim of the Torah that he had taught Talmidim, When one teaches Talmidim Torah, the schus of their Limra Torah is credited to the Rebbe, he lost those schusim also. Yotze Baskov Amra, so at that point the Baskov came out and said, Shuva Bonim Shoivavim, everybody could do Shuva, Chutz Mi Acher, except from Acher. So the Mefarshim asked, how did Acher know that it was referring to him? He wasn't called Acher at that point yet. So the Mefarshim answer, since Acher was the only one that heard that Baskoil, no one else heard the Baskoil, Acher recognized that it was referring to him. Mefarshim discussed at length this concept that was said here, that Shuva Badam Shavim Chutz Me'Acher, does that indeed mean that Acher completely lost his opportunity to do Shuva? Most Mefarshim say that what the Gemara means to say was not that Acher completely lost his opportunity to do tshuva, rather what it means is that everybody is given a siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. Acher lost that siyata d'shmaya. Others say, the Mabit says, that the halach is, komash yom lucha balbayis asay chutz metzei, we learned the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, that the balbayis cannot tell a person not to go out. So to Acher, should not have accepted that he cannot do tshuva. Others explain that what was told to Acher was that normally a person could do tshuva, either tshuva miyira, that he's out of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fear of punishment, or tshuva me'ahava. What was being said to Acher is he only will have the opportunity to do tshuva me'ahava. The Tresh Shloima has a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. The Bnei Yisoscha also says this pshat. They say that normally when a person does a mitzvah, there's a concern that he's doing the mitzvah for schar, that he wants reward. Acher, they say, had now the opportunity to do the mitzvah just because it's the right thing to do, not for any schar, and he didn't take the opportunity. Says the Gemara, Hoyl, Omar, so Acher said, since I won't have a shear in Olam Haba anyway, let me go out and have pleasure in this world. And he went off the Derech Hashem. He met a Zayna and he wanted to have relations with her. Aren't you a Lusha ben Avuyat, the Tana? How could you want to do such a thing? What Acher did was he uprooted a radish from a radish patch on Shabbos. Amra, so she said, when he acting this way, Acher hu, this is not the same person. And the Mefarshim discuss how he got this name Acher. One is obviously from this Gemara that we just learned that she called him Acher. Others say that since he became an apikairis, so he was over El Acher, a different god, and that's why he's called Acher. Another pshat is that Acher means backwards. Acher went backwards in his life by acting this way. Others say that when one doesn't want to call somebody by his name because he doesn't like him, he calls him Acher. It's a name, a very derogatory way of calling someone, and Acher got this title. Tosfos and other Rishonim bring down other reasons how Acher went with Tarbus Ra. One medrash is that Acher saw a son who was asked by his father to go up to the roof to bring down some bird to eat. And this son, of course, listened to what his father said and went up, and as he went up to see a bird, there was a mother and a bird together. So he was mekayim the mitzvah shiluach hakan, shaleich to shalach ha'sa'im. So he was mekayim two mitzvahs that the schar Torah tells us for these two mitzvahs is arichas yomim, he'll have long life. And as this boy, this man, was walking down the steps from the roof down, he fell and died. And Acher couldn't accept, where is the arichas yomim that the Torah says somebody gets for doing these two mitzvahs? And of course, as we know, the arichas yomim doesn't necessarily mean in this world, l'man yitav loch, l'oylem shekulay toiv, v'rachta yomim, l'oylem shekulay aruch. Another pshat that the Mefarshim say is that we know one of the Asura Haruga Malchus was Rav Chatzufis, a Targuman, the Rav Chatzufis who used to say the drushes, and he saw his tongue that was used to say Divrei Torah spread out on the ground, which he could not accept. Another pshat, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, that by Acher's bris, by Elisha ben Avuya's bris, his father made a very large suda, and at that bris were a lot of people. Most of them were in a room eating and drinking, and the two Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, were in a different room. And as they were sitting by the Prismila, by the Sudas Prismila, they were talking in Torah, all of Torah, and a fire came down from Shemayim. Avuya, Elisha's father, immediately runs into the room. What's coming here? Are you coming? What's going on here? Do you want to burn down my house? They said, this is not a real fire, this is the Eish HaTorah. So Avuya said, if this is what Torah is all about, that if my son Elisha, the Rachanimel here, will survive, I want him to become a Gadol B'Torah. So given that his kavona in being a Gadol B'Torah was not Lishma, that's why Elisha ben Avuya became Acher. Another pshat given by the Yerushalmi is that when Elisha ben Avuya's mother was pregnant, she once walked by a Beis Avodah Zarah where there was a meal being prepared, and the smell of that meal entered her home, and that's what had a terrible effect on her. And from here we see the Mefarshim point out that the effect of what is with a child at its youngest age, from when Acher was still in his mother's womb, or by the Bris Milah, had effect many years later that he went Latar B'Sra. Shal Acher Remeil Acher Shiotzal Tabas Ra. So Acher asked Remeil after he went to Tabas Ra. Amalei Maidik Siv, where it says in the Pasuk, Gamazel Umazel Osolakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one thing as the other. Amalei Kol Mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baral Kenegdo. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created something corresponding to it. Baral Horim, Baral Gvayus. If there are mountains, large mountains, there are hills. Baral Yamin, Baral Nahamas. If there are large seas, there are rivers. Amalei Acha said, Rabbi Kiva Rabach Lo Yamakach. Rabbi Kiva Yerebi did not explain this Gemara this way. Rather, he explained, El Bar Tzadikim Bar Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzadikim and created Rishoyim, Bar Gan Eden Bar Gehenim, created Gan Eden and carried Gehenim. Kol Echa V'Echa Yesh Lo Shnei Chalokim, everybody has two portions. Echa V'Gan Eden V'Echa V'Gehenim, one in Gan Eden, one in Gehenim. Zoch HaTzadik, the Tzadik, who's worthy, with his nice and toivim, not L'chelkoi V'chelk Chaver V'Gan Eden, he gets his friends share in Gan Eden, Schaiv Rosha, not Chalkoi Began Eden. And as the Mashah explains, what the Gemara here is teaching us is that when a person is brought down to this world, he's brought down with two opportunities. He could either do Maisim Toivim and get a Chalik in Gan Eden, and he could do Chas V'Shom Averis and get a Chalik in Gehenim. The Beis HaLevi explains the Gemara this way. He says that when a tzaddik does something good, he brings a ruach kedusha into the world, and that ruach kedusha inspires others to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And that's why that tzaddik is worthy not only to have his share in Olam Haba, but he has the share of the other people in Olam Haba. He caused them to do the right thing. On the other hand, the Rishayim do bring down rishis to the world. They bring down a ruach tumah to the world. And that's why he doesn't only get his own share of Gehenim, he gets the share of the people who he adversely influenced in this world. And that's why, explains the Beis Halevi, the Rosh is rewarded in this world, not in the next, for anything good he performed in this world. Whatever he did in this world, he really did only based on the influence of a tzaddik, and therefore in this world he gets his schar, and the Rosh is just the tzaddik just the opposite. He, whatever he did wrong, he only did because of the Rosh's influence, so he gets his einish in this world, and in the Olam Haba he gets, as we just explained, a double portion. Amar Rav Oshia, Mikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Because Gabit Stikim Ksiv, Lechem Ba'artzim Mishneh Yerushu, they will inherit a double portion in the land, which is the Olam Haba, and Gabit Shoyim Ksiv, or Mishneh Shibarim Shavreim, they will get a double share of disaster. Shal Achas Rameya, Lach Shiyosul Tabas Ra, Maidik Siv, Lo Yerechenu Zov, Vizchuchas Utimrasa Kalpaz. As far as Torah, not gold, not glass, not anything could be exchanged for it. Amalois Ramei said to him, this pasuk refers to Eila Divrei Torah, Shekoshim Leknoisim Kichlizov Kikipaz. It is difficult to obtain as fine golden vessels. However, Noichim L'Abdom Kichlizchuchis, they're easy to lose like glass vessels. Ella, Amalois Acha said to him, Rabbi Kiva Rabbach Loyamakach, Elamak Klizov Kichlizuchus, Abishik Nishbru, even though they're broken, Yeshlam Takana, Af Talmud Chacham, so to Talmud Chacham, Abish Sorach, even if he didn't have very Yeshlam Takana, Af Ata Chazarbach, so you too, a Talmud Chacham, should do Tshuva, Omloi, so Acha said, Kvashmati Macharia Pargit, I already heard Tshuva Banam Shavim Chutzmi Acher, who explained this earlier, and that's why Acher refused to do Tshuva. Mepharshim explained, what's this connection to gold and silver and glass? To explain that Torah is the Dvar Hashem, and given that it's Dvar Hashem, it's sometimes difficult to understand, it's difficult to obtain like these fine, expensive vessels. But the Parashas Drachim explains the Gemara this way. He says, what the Gemara is teaching us is that we know that when a Keli becomes Tameh, if it's broken, it's no longer Tameh. However, there's an interesting din. A keli that becomes tamei and becomes broken is no longer tamei, but if it's repaired, it can become tamei, it returns to its status of tumah. The only exception to that rule is a glass vessel. A glass vessel, if it becomes tamei and it's broken, it becomes tar, and even if it's repaired, it still retains the new status of tahara. What the Gemara was teaching us, says the Parashas Drachim, that even if a Talmud Chacham Chas V'Shalom does an aveira, he's like a kli kasev, kli zov, he's like a golden vessel that can be repaired. But one would be concerned that if it's going to be repaired, it'll become tummy again, his averus will remain. Teaches us it's like a kli zchuchas also, that once it's broken, once it does tshuva, it remains always tar forever. And that's why the Mepharshim say, the minig is to break a glass under a chuppah. By a chuppah, we're telling the Chosin Kala, Moichulam Kala Vinoisov, they have now an opportunity to start a new life, and it's lit like a glass keli that's broken, that all of its previous tumah completely goes away, and now could have only a ruach tahara as long as they hold on to it. Tan Rabbanan. There was a story with Acher. Shabbos was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Ramei was following him to learn Torah. Amla Mei Chazal Acharecha. So told Mei, you have to turn back. Shekvash Shi'arti Ve'ikve Susi. I counted through the footsteps of my horse. At Kant Chum Shabbos. Until the Chum Shabbos, you can't walk anymore. So Farshim asked two questions. One question is, how did Ramei make this error? Ramei should walk outside of the Chum. So one teretz is that Ramei was preoccupied in his learning, and that's why he was almost walked outside the tchum. Another pshat is that there was a halachic machloikis between Rameya and Acher. Rameya held that beyond the 2,000 amos of the tchum, one receives another 70 amos, and that's why Rameya didn't feel he was approaching, walking behind the past the tchum. Another pshat is that Rameya realized he was walking outside the tchum, but Rameya was trying to get Acher to be chayzer b'tshuva. And Rameya held to be get Acher to be chayzer b'tshuva, one may even be mechal Shabbos to walk outside the tchum. But then the question is, Acher is not worried about tchum Shabbos, so why is Acher telling Rameya until he is the tchum? So some say that Acher was just trying to just tease Rameya, not that he really held this. Others explain that Acher, even though he personally wasn't religious, but he knew Rameya was, and therefore he wanted to warn him not to do an Aveira. Another pshat is Acher realized that Rameya would feel very bad if he did this Aveira, and he didn't want Rameya to have these bad feelings, to feel hurt, and that's why he told him Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Amloi, so Rameya tells Acher, Af atach azarbach, you also go back, you go do tshuva. Amloi, so Rameya said to him, Kfar amarti lach, haven't I already told you, Kfar shamati mechor yapargid, tshuva bottom shovim chutz me'acher, no, I can't do tshuva. Takva elalim medrasha. So Rameya took Acher into the Beis Medrash. Amloi le'inuk, and he told to the child. As we learned many times, in those days, they used to use as a simon. They used to ask the child, what did you just learn? And that was a simon to what the, to what, like a nevuah. Psychically, psukacha, tell me the pasuk you learned today. Amloi, so the first side told him, and shalom am Hashem l'rishoim. There will be no peace to Rishoim. So he took him to another shul. Amloi Yenuk, and he asked the child, Psukli Psukecha. Amloi Kiyim Techapsi Benesser. Even if you're going to wash with detergent, the Sabalach Baris, and you use a lot of soap, Nichtaim Avaynaich Lefonai. Your sin always will stand in front of me. So, again, a bad message to Acher. Ailabay Knishtachrina Amloi Leyenuka. And again, he asked this child, "Psukli psukecha, tell me your pasuk." Amloi vachdod matasi, you plundered. What can you do? Kisil b'shishani, even if you wear nice clothing. Kisadi adizov, if you put on golden jewelry. Kisikri papuche naicha, you put on eye makeup. L'shav tisyapi, it's all for vain. You're hopeless. Ayla beknishta achriti took him to another shul. Ad ayla tleisa beknishta, until he took him into 13 shuls. Kula paskle paske kai gavna. In all the shuls, he got the same type of message. Labasar Amalei, when he came to the 13th shul, Amalei, he asked him, psoikli psukacha, he tells the child, give me a pasuk. Amalei, so the boy says, la rasha amalekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the rasha, malacha lesapa chukai. Hahu yenuka have megamgen belishnei. The child was not able to speak clearly. Ishtama, so it sounded k'mayda amalei, as if he said ulalisha amalekim, regarding Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Acher took this very personally, and therefore ikadami sakina have bahade, he had a knife for kare, and he dismembered the boy, v'shadril klesbek nishtei, and he sent the pieces to the 13 shuls. Vikadamri Omar, he said, if I had a knife in my hands, have Karanalei, I would have torn him up. And before Hashem asked, why was Acher so disturbed by this more than what he heard in all the other places? Was Farshim answer, because Acher, even though he had gone off to Tarbis Ra, still learned Torah, or had learned Torah, and wanted Tzchar for his Torah. And here he's saying, Malucha Sapachukai, your learning is worthless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That particularly disturbed Acher. Mefarshim explained, what's the number 13 shuls? So some say that Rameya and Acher lived in the city of Tveria, and the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos there were 13 shuls in Tveria. Another pshat is that 13 is begematria echad. What was Acher's Aveira? That he no longer believed, as we learned earlier in the shir, in the Achdus Hashem, in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the message that was being sent to him. Kinoch nafshid Acher, when Acher passed away, Amaloi maiden ladainai, we cannot send him to Gehenim, however, we cannot give him Olam Haba. Le maiden ladainai, we can't send him to Gehenim, Mishum da Osik Baraisa, he learned Torah. However, v'loi Alma da Osik Laisa, we can't give him Olam Haba, Mishum da Chota, he did Averis. Amar Rameya, so Rameya says, Mutil de ladainai, it's worth it that he should go to Gehenim, and after being purified by Gehenim. For leisil alma d'asa, he could come to Olam Haba. Masay Amos Amos said about himself, when I die, va'ala esh mekivroi, there will be smoke coming out of his kever to show that he went to Gehenim. Kinach nafshid Rameya, when Rameya passed away, indeed, sola kutri mekavi d'acha, smoke started coming out of the kever of Akram. So Mepharshim say, there are many Rishayim that died, and there's no smoke coming out of their kvarim. Why strictly out of the kever of Acher is the smoke? So one Tarot says to show the koyich of Rameya. The Rameya says, I will be able to, so to speak, get Acher into Gehenim, and what he said indeed happened. Another pshat is, Rameya actually got Acher into Gehenim, but how was Acher going to have the schus to get into Olam Haba after all of the Averis that he did? So what happened was, once people saw the smoke coming out of the kever of Acher, that caused them to recognize what happens when one does Averis, and because they realized what happened when they're Averis, that prevented from people from doing Averis. That's Chus HaRabim caused Acher to be able to get in, to be able to get out of Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gevur Tel Mikle Rabbi, is what Ramey did so great that he caused that his Rebbe, his Ach, to be burnt. Charhav Beinenu, there was one person amongst us who actually went to Tabris Ra. However, Vlamitzin Latzule, can't we save him? In Nakti B'yad, if I'll hold him to him, his hand, Mamir Meleiman, who will take him away from him? Omar, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, Mose Emes, when I will die, Va'ach Be'esh Mekivrei, the smoke will be extinguished from his fire, from his kever, he will no longer be in Gehenim. And actually, Kinok Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan died, Pasuk Kutcher Mekivrei, the Acher, smoke stopped coming up from the kever of Acher. Pasuk Aleh Seftana, so when the Hesped was said in Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Afilu Shemra Pesach, the God of Gehenim, like Omed Lefanecha Rabbeinu, could not stand in your way to stop you from taking Acher out of Gehenim. Bita shel Acher asil kamei the Rebbe. The daughter of Acher came to Rebbe. Amalei, Rebbe Panaseni, give me tzedakah because I'm poor. Amalei Basmiat, whose daughter are you? And the Farshim explained, they asked whose child she was, because based on a person's status, that depends on how much tzedakah we should give him. As the Gemara Gesach, the Ksuba says, I feel a source, given a person's status. I'm the daughter of Acher. He still has children in this world. There will be no child and no memory left behind of him. Remember his Torah, don't remember his actions. Yard sichsa eish v'sichsa saflish Rebbe. Merely a fire came down from Shemaim and singed the bench on which Rebbe was seated. Bachavam Rebbe and Rebbe cried. Or Malam is ganim b'kach. If somebody didn't tweet Torah, treated Torah disgracefully, look at the koyach haTorah. And as Divrei Chaim used to say in explaining this Gemara, the koyach haTorah that's even learned shaloi lishma has this power. L'mishtabchimba, somebody who learns Torah with the right kavana, al achas kama. Ask the Gemara, for Meir, heichi gama Torah mem pumid Acher, how could Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? From Rabbi B'chanam, Rabbi Yochanan, my diksiv, kesiv sekoin yishmu das, besar yuvakshma piu. And we learned, ki malach Hashem tzavakas hu, im daimer rav la malach Hashem tzavakas, if the Rebbe is like a malach, yuvakshu Torah mem piu, then you should learn from such a Rebbe. Vim lav, ayuvakshu Torah mem piu, so how could Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? And Mepharshim explained, Pashup Shad here is, the one is supposed to learn from a Rebbe who's a Yerushmaim. Another pshat is that we know the difference between a malach and a person is that a malach is an oimid. A malach doesn't go from one madrega to another madrega. A person is a hoilach. A person goes from one madrega to another madrega. Emdai maharav lamalach, that a Rebbe is willing to give up the ability to go from madrega to madrega in order to learn with his Talmud, yivak shetar mepiyu. That's the type of Rebbe to have. Another pshat is that a malach does one shlichus at a time. If the Rebbe concentrates and focused on teaching his Talmidim, such a Rebbe of Akshat Torah Piyu, that's such a Rebbe to learn from. The Daki Tshuva, however, says a different pshat. The Daki Tshuva says that when a Rebbe says something, it depends. If the Rebbe is Doim L'Malach Hashem, that whatever he says, the Talmidim are supposed to accept and never question. And doy merav l'malach Hashem, then you've actually turned to people accept any Torah he says. But one cannot always have a Rebbe who's like a Malach. Malachim aren't in this world. So therefore, what should be done is that a person should at least learn from the Rebbe, but he's allowed to question the Rebbe. Amr Shlokish, Remeya Kro Ashkech Vidarash. Remeya found the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Hate Aznacha Shema Divrei Chachamim. Listen to what the Chachamim say. Ulipchish Tashus Ladati. Ladatim Loinema El Ladati. They take the Divrei Torah from the Divrei Dvar, they take the Divrei Torah from every Rebbe. Rav Chanina Amar Mahacha, Shmi Basuri Vahate Aznech. Shchich Amicha Besavich. Forget every, who he is, just take his Torah. Ask them, however, Kashkra Dadi. One person, Pasuk seems to indicate that one should not learn from such a Rebbe. Another Pasuk seems to indicate that you may. And it says, the Gemara like Kasha, Hav a Gadol, a Talmud who's a Gadol that will not be adversely influenced, may learn from such a Rebbe. Hav a Katan, he may not. A Katan, a Talmud that can't be sure of that, should not learn from such a Rebbe. And it's interesting to note that when the Rambam brings this halacha, he doesn't bring down this distinction between a Gadol and a cotton. And the Shach says, because only in the times of Rameyer could such a difference be made. In future generations, one should only learn by a Rebbe who's a Yerushmayim. The Lecha Mishnah, however, asks, that we know that the Rambam wasn't only written for Zman Hazeh. The Rambam was even written L'mayis Mashiach. That's why they're in the Rambam Hilchus Kotchim, even though we don't have any more Kabonis. Says the Lecha Mishnah, no one should be sure of himself that he is so great that he could not be adversely influenced. And therefore, even someone who's a Gadol should be careful to have a Rebbe Yerushmayim. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Amri. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Amri ben Rav, they said in Yisrael, Remei Ochel Tichlo, Remei ate the date, Veshad the Shichlo Lebra, but he threw out the pit. He only took the Torah of Remei, of Acher, not anything else. Dorosh Rav Maidik Siv. It says in the Pasuk, Al Ginois, Egois, Yerarati, Lirois, Bibay, and Nachal. I went down to the garden of nut trees. This knot, even if it gets dirty, what's inside doesn't necessarily get dirty. The knot stays clean from the shell outside. Even if it doesn't have a vera, his Torah doesn't become repulsive. Ashkhe Rabba Shila Yo. Omle Maka of a Kreshbrocha, what's a Kreshbrocha doing? Omle Kama Shmaita Pumid Rabkula Rabbanan. He's saying to retire in the name of all Talmidei Chachamim. However, Mupumid Rameya Loi Kamar. He refuses to say to retire in the name of Rameya. Omle Amai. Why? Mishum the Ka'oma Shmaita Mupumid Acher. Because he learned by Acher. Omle Amai. What's wrong? Rameya Rimei Matzer Toichel Ochel Kliposa Zorak. He found the pomegranate, he ate the inside and threw away the pail. Amaleis, he said, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oymer Meir B'ni Oymer, what do you call it, Meir my son says. So Mepharshim explain, ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. What happened here? So Mepharshim say that the halach is V'yisim Nekim Me'ashem Yisrael. Person has to also be careful what people say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought the people were upset at Remeya for learning from Acher. But now that he saw the people were not upset, then he didn't have any problem with Remeya's action. Another pshat is that Remeya was a Melech Toiv on Acher, as we learned before. And since he was Melech Toiv on Acher, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu now said, I will learn Torah from him. And not only will I learn Torah from him, but he's called Meir Bani, Meir my son, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves people who are Meir Toiv and others. Says the Gemara, Zman Sh'adam Etzdar, when a person is suffering, Shechina Ma'alosh Na'meres, what does the Shechina say? Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizrayi, my head and my hands hurt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzdar, Domen Shal Tzadikim, Kal Choy Ma'alosh, Domen Shal Tzadikim, Shanishpach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. Mepharshim explain what's the hand and head being referred to. So Mepharshim say, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachu wears tefillin, and the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, of the uniqueness and the love Hashem has to Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael is in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my tefillin are hurting me, my relationship, that I love Klal Yisrael, and it bothers me when they're not having it good. Ask Shmuel Rav Yehuda. The Tali B'Dever the Dasher Kabachi. He was standing by the doorway and crying. Amle Shinano. He was called Shinano because he was sharp, or his teeth were sharp. Micah Bechis, why are you crying? Amle Mizitra the Ksiva Verabonin. Is it insignificant what it says regarding Talmidim? Ayah Seifer, Ayah Shaikel, Ayah Seifer Smigdalim. I cipher where the cipher shall you cipher him kalaisish betaira, those that used to count every word of the Torah. I shaykel shall you shaykel kalv chamurim shbetaira, that used to be able to count all the kalv chamurim. And as the Reb Chaim used to explain, to say a kalv chamur is not hard, but to make sure that the Talmud that the kalv chamur is correct, that there are no questions from other areas in Shas, that you have to be a great Talmud Chacham for. I is soifas Megdolim, shall you shine him shloish meis hilchs from Migdal Perech Ba'avir. Num pshat in Migdal Perech Ba'avir. One is how the letter Lama is written. Another pshat is that there's a halacha. What's the halacha of somebody that Tumah, Eretz Amim, lands outside of Eretz Yisrael with Tumah? What is the status of somebody who's transported to those lands in a box? Another pshat is that it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered a Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. Another pshat is that it's talking about Kishuf, people who can make a Migdal look like it's thin, like it's suspended in air. And the halach is that the Sanhedrin had to know Hilchas Kishuf to know if someone is Chayiv Misa for it. And another pshat is Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir is referring to the Migdal Bavil that we know is discussed in Parashas Noach. V'amar Ameya. Plus, may a buy a boy doig achatoyfel b'vigdal perech ba'aver. Doig and achatoyfel were able to ask 300 questions just regarding this subject. For tenan sholosh malach v'abba adjoitus, the three kings and four adjoitus, and the four adjoitim are Bilam, doig achatoyfel and gechsi elam chelik elam haba. Anan, what about the hevel and what will be with us if these great people ended up with such a fate? What will be our fate? Amle shinana tinahis believe them. They had impure thoughts, therefore their status is different than ours. Acher mai, what was the status with Acher? Answered the Gemara, zema yavon el apostle pume. He always sang Greek songs. So some say that there's an iser just to sing songs of the nations. Others say that singing the songs of the Greeks influenced him to follow the Greek philosophy, which led him to become an Achas. They said regarding Achab, when he stood up in the Beis Medrash, he used to walk into the Beis Medrash with Sifrei Minim, Sifrei Apikorsos, hidden under his clothing. But what he did was, when he started learning and he got involved in his learning and he didn't pay attention to keep them hidden, and they used to fall out and they saw that he was really an apikaris. Shol nimus agadis rameya. Kol amad anachos liyarisel. Is it not true that wool that put into a dyeing pot absorbed the dye? Doesn't the Torah protect Acher? I'm like, kol man da have anaki agav ime solik. Wool, which was clean from its mother, indeed absorbs the dye. But if it's not pure from its birth, as we explained earlier in the shir, Acher's birth already during his mother's pregnancy, during his bris milah, wasn't pure, and therefore like Solik, he was not protected by the Torah. Others explain that the Gemara here is referring why Acher could not get out of Gehenna.